the president of the Mountain Home Greater Area Chamber of Commerce, along with Heather Loftus, for our great interview with her this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Dani Pugsley, always
yes,
good
doctor.
To have you in studio with us.
Thank you for having me this morning.
I told her when we sat down, I said, I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I always enjoy that because I get to ask questions, but people I'm interviewing probably don't enjoy that part of it.
You know, I feel like I've gotten so much better at these interviews. I'm just like,
you're a pro.
Let's go. Just ask away.
Well, all we want to know is what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce these days. It's fall.
It's fall. We actually just had a small event in our office yesterday. Bagels and Benefits mm-hmm. gave people in the community an opportunity to come by, meet our staff, see everything that we're doing. So we were able to see members. We were able to see some folks that are looking to join the chamber. And then, of course, always already preparing for Christmas. Getting the Christmas
the
theme is already, we've got one, so now we have to get it out.
Are we breaking the news? Or can
we
you,
are.
What
it
is it?
Christmas in Whoville.
Oh,
and it's a mountain home hula day.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're going to roll with that
this year.
No
need to be grinchy about any of that.
So. No need to be grinchy. So yeah, we've got that going on. And then, of course, we're in the middle of ad sales and stuff for our magazine that mm-hmm. goes out to all the Arkansas Welcome Centers and everybody that requests information about our area.
You've had fall events in the past. Anything on the calendar scheduled for this next few months?
We used to do Jam Fest for the last 3 years, and that was replaced this year with the 4 State of Breakfast. Mm-hmm. So in November, we will have our last breakfast, which will be the State of the City and the County. So we'll mm-hmm. be able to bring in Judge Liddy, Mayor Adams, give them the opportunity to tell us everything that happened in 2025 and what we can expect to see in 2026.
I did not get to attend the education one. I think it was like the,
it
week,
was really
the
good.
Week after school started.
It was. It was definitely a busy I can't even talk this morning. Busy time of year. There we go. But having Ms. Dewey letting us know everything that's going on with the public schools, Dr. Wallace with the college, and then, of course, we had administration from the Christian Academy. I know there had been a lot of questions relating to that. So it was a good conversation to have.
Have you had a chance yet to kind of dive into the metrics and look at the summer tourism season and the economic impact?
I have. So our tourism numbers are down around 3%. Over the last 12 months, which we knew we expected to see that with campgrounds being closed, the water levels being high. Of course, it's not a number that we want to see, but at least we know the reason why behind it. Mm-hmm. I think it's almost harder sometimes when you don't know why less people are coming. But then yet, when you drive through town right now, I feel like there's a lot of people here.
Especially at 3 o'clock. If anyone tries to drive across town at 3 o'clock.
Or lunch. Lunch rush.
And, you know, you saw that it's not just here. I mean, it's not isolated mm-hmm. to this area. You know, you saw that with kind of the downturn on the county and city sales tax numbers as we kind of left spring and went into summer, that Memorial Day weekend. If you didn't stay here and you went somewhere else, I mean, I know we traveled somewhere and we were shocked by the lack of lack of people everywhere we went. So it wasn't just isolated to this area.
You're right. And I've been able to help a few friends in the chamber world with using Placer data because they wanted to know the same thing. And it's not just us. There's multiple communities, like you said, around the mm-hmm. state. And when you're trying to use it to recruit tourists, tourism related companies to come in, it's harder when you're showing a decrease, mm-hmm. but it's definitely not just here and it's not just us.
Of course, you had your membership meeting yesterday morning and kind of a recruitment. What are the benefits of being a member of the chamber?
You know, it really varies to what you need, and we try to really make it specific to the business. And that's why we purposely don't have our membership application on our website. When a company wants to join the chamber, we want to have that face-to-face conversation mm-hmm. with them and ask them, what is your goal for being a member of the chamber? And sometimes it's as simple as we just want to get our name out there, whether it's from social media, ribbon cutting, a video, being in the membership directory on our website. You know, the chamber is a trusted place. So when people are looking for an electrician, a plumber, chances are they're going to go to our website and look for someone first. Same thing with all of the printed materials in our office. We only have printed materials for those people that are members of ours. So when people come in, they're looking to move to the area, that's the information that you're going to mm-hmm. see first. So along with the promotion, we also can help in a lot of ways. So if you're a small business owner, and let's just say you need help with getting a basic website up and running and you don't know where to start, you can come in and sit down with us and we're going to help you to the extent of our ability. And when it gets, that project grows mm-hmm. too big, or, you know, that it's outside of what we can do, we're going to refer you to someone else that's a member of ours. But a lot of it is, you know, the networking, just the connections, helping them in any way that we can to make sure that people know that they're here.
And you referenced Placer data. Mm-hmm. If you're a member of the chamber, you have access to that software. For remind folks, I mean, it's really, it's a little scary, but it's also really, really neat.
And that's my favorite part. So yesterday during Bagels and Benefits, getting to show people that Placer data, and I always tell them I will nerd out on this and I will spend all day. But when I pull up, you know, our Sonic numbers, and you can show that we're in the top 99th percentile in the country for foot traffic to that Sonic in the Walmart. But I also show them how we can geofence, whether it's a festival or something going on, to be able to see the people that are coming in. And now Placer is even giving us market share reports. So I can pull a market share report for Mountain Home, see our employment numbers. I can mm-hmm. see the amount of people that are traveling in and out of Mountain Home for work. These reports are getting more and more specific every month, it seems like.
I always get a kick out of seeing where people go after the event. If you do the geofence, you get to see how many people are there, but then you get to see where they go immediately following the event.
I always love to use the example of Little Tees. I met with Scott. He came in. We pulled the Placer data for Little Tees, and what it showed is a lot of people, when they would leave mini golf, were going to Dairy Queen to get ice cream. And that's one of the reasons why Scott now has ice cream, because he's capturing those people, the leakage, mm-hmm. the people that were leaving his place of business. Now mm-hmm. they're staying. You can get a meal, you can get dessert, and you can have a good time.
Their food's pretty good over there.
Really good. And I now mean, that they deliver for $3,
it's so really good and really bad at the same time.
Yeah. Their mac and cheese is delicious. So,
Dr. Danny Pugsley, president of the Mountain Home Chamber of Commerce, as always, we appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, ladies. Great interview as usual.